Well, just how much could we have to spend on the road to economic recovery? Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell and Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen say we've spent a lot, but we need to spend a lot more. We're going to hear from both of them in just a few minutes. Plus, Fox Business News says the national debt is on track to pass $30 trillion by the end of the year. The Biden administration has big spending plans that will contribute to the federal debt, and they're planning tax increases to try to offset the federal spending. We're going to talk about that with Justin Pippert of Trifound Financial today. In fact, he's going to help you learn more ways about how taxes could potentially eat away at your retirement income savings. That's right. And most importantly, what you can do to help protect your retirement money. If you want to connect with Trifound Financial, the number 866-466-1099, or you're welcome to go to the website trifoundfinancial.com. Justin, great to be back with you.
Great to be here, Megan.
I want to start with the Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell. Now, he told the House Committee on Financial Services the worst was avoided, and there are actually some glimmers of hope in some sectors.
Household spending on goods has risen notably so far this year, although spending on services remains low, especially in sectors that typically require in-person gatherings. The housing sector has more than fully recovered from the downturn, while business investment and manufacturing production have also picked up.
Okay, so that's Jerome Powell. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen told that same committee she's hopeful recovery is on the horizon, but she says the task is pretty daunting.
Well, we're seeing signs of recovery. We should be clear-eyed about the hole we're digging out of. The country is still down nearly 10 million jobs from its pre-pandemic peak. When Congress passed the CARES and Consolidated Appropriations Acts last year, it gave the government some powerful tools to address the crisis. But upon taking office, I worried they weren't powerful enough. After all, there were and still are some very deep pockets of pain in the data.
Deep pockets of pain. Justin, so what do you think Janet Yellen thinks we need? Well, she says we need more federal spending. So it might not be fun for us to check the U.S. debt clock. That's always spiraling out of control. I do want to ask you, though, how much attention should we be paying to the national debt, especially if we are aspiring retirees?
You know, Megan, it's something that I've changed my opinion on within the last few years, just because the national debt is always something that we've had, and it's always, I don't think a lot of us out there understand how that affects the different movements in our markets. And the national debt has gone, we've added to it at such a pace over the last 5, 6, 7 years, more recently the last year. And it's our national debt is on pace to hit $30 trillion by the end of this year. It's more than 100% of our national GDP now. And I think it's something that we have to pay attention to as Americans and knowing and trying to understand a little bit about how that's going to affect our markets, our lives, and our retirement as we are approaching it or as we are already in it. And I think the national debt, what we look at or, you know, what I tend to pay attention to within the national debt is how it affects inflation, the prices of our goods and services moving forward. As the national debt has climbed so much over the last year, I think that we have to see a rise in the prices of goods and services. And I mean anything all the way down to, you know, a gallon of milk at the grocery store. And I think that anybody can relate to the fact that we've seen those prices go up, you know, quite drastically over the last couple of years. And really what it's going to affect is anytime that we issue debt, we issue it in treasury bills and treasury notes. And as our debt keeps climbing, we have to basically raise the rates on those. So what you'll see is you'll see like interest rates for borrowing for mortgages go up. You'll see anytime that you're investing or rather taking out loans, whether it be for a mortgage, cars, things like that, those rates have been historically low over the past, you know, 5, 6 years. Those rates are probably going to start to climb. So if you're looking to buy a house or something like that, you might want to, you know, seriously consider that within the next couple of years if you're worried about rates going up, because they're probably going to go up. Inflation probably going to jump as well, too. And it's already been pretty high, hovering right around 3%, maybe a little bit less than that. So in reality, Megan, the cost of our goods and services is probably going to go up. The cost of borrowing money is probably going to go up. I know we're going to get into taxes here in a little bit in the show, but we're going to see a significant change there as well, too.
A lot to think about. And if you have retirement on your mind, some of these things could probably be weighing pretty heavily, right? And I know the Biden administration is drafting that $3 trillion proposal. It's aimed at infrastructure, I think housing, environment, education, healthcare. Those are all on the list. He's going to fund it with tax increases, and he's going to tax corporations as well. So, Justin, if we're worried about the potential impact that some of these proposals might have on us, what should we be doing right now?
Well, we should be consulting with our tax professionals, our financial people in our lives. If you have those people already in your lives, if not, you should be calling us here at TriFound and taking advantage of what we have right now. You know, the current tax plan is set to go through 2026. We know that's not going to be the case. We know taxes are going to go up. We don't know how much they're going to go up. We have an idea as the details for the Biden administration's tax plan comes out. We'll know more. So take advantage of the different strategies that we have available to us now, understanding where your income is now, if there is a new tax plan, how that's going to affect you in retirement, and what changes you might have to make when that plan does go into place. And just making sure that we're, you know, being as tax efficient as possible when we go through retirement. We talk about it on the show here a lot. Retirement, the financial side of it, is actually the easy part of the planning. The tax side, the estate planning that we have, all of the professionals at our company do, is actually the more complicated part of it. So understanding your tax situation, getting a tax review done to make sure that you're being as tax efficient as possible in the current tax plan that we have, and then making changes once we figure out how the new tax bill is going to affect our clients. So if you want to know if you're paying too much in taxes in retirement, we have a great resource for you on retirewithtrifound.com. We actually have a guide to let you know whether you're paying too much in taxes, and that's going to talk about federal, state, income, sales, property, payroll taxes from A to Z. Do you want to know if you're paying too much in taxes in retirement? Head to retirewithtrifound.com, keyword tax, and download that free guide today. Again, that website is retirewithtrifound.com/tax to get that Are You Paying Too Much in Taxes in Retirement guide.
Terrific guide, really great resources. Tax is one of those things that sometimes flies under the radar, but so important to get a handle on it. You don't want to overpay taxes in retirement. Get Justin's guide today. Again, it's retirewithtrifound.com/taxes. Okay, Forbes says there are actually, Justin, several smart ways to get tax-free income in retirement. That got my attention. Can we really do that? Is that just a gimmick?
It's not a gimmick at all, actually, Megan. There are several ways we can get a tax-free income in retirement. Maybe not 100% tax-free income in retirement, and it can be done if you're planning properly. But the more tax-free income that we can get in retirement, obviously the better, because that's less that we're paying in taxes. So it absolutely not a gimmick. Just like retirement planning with this too, Megan, the earlier we start tax planning, the better. And tax planning is completely separate from the whole, you know, financial side of retirement planning. So we want to make sure that we're working with individuals that are paying attention to those taxes and creating a tax-free retirement. Because while our growth in our financial accounts, we all love it and it's great, and we all want to see that high growth in our retirement accounts, if we're paying half of it out in taxes, we're not really growing by that much. So money on paper is not money in your hand. You want to make sure that you're being tax efficient in retirement. And it's definitely something that you should be paying attention to if you're already not.
Justin, I'm so glad we're talking about taxes. I know that it's just one of the components, right, that you need to have that holistic plan for retirement, one that covers everything that's necessary in a 21st century retirement. Let's talk about people's retirement savings. This is what we've worked so hard for 25, 30, 40 years. What impact can taxes have on our savings at the end of the day?
Oh, it can have all the impact in the world, Megan. You know, we contribute to our 401ks and our IRAs while we're working. And when we flip that switch and retire, most of us, a lot of us out there, don't know that everything coming out of those 401ks, those traditional IRAs, is taxable. So there are a lot of different avenues that we can actually go down to help that taxability. If we're contributing to traditional IRAs, our employer might offer things like our Roth 401ks, or you can be doing Roth contributions. If you're, you can contribute up to $6,000, $7,000 if you're over 50 to Roth IRA, Roth 401k each year. And the reason that we know we want to contribute to those Roths is that we don't get the tax break on the front end when we make the contribution, but everything coming out of the Roth, the growth in a Roth, is all tax-free in retirement when we access those funds. So a lot of times what we have happen with clients that we've seen, we see it every week here at TriFound, is all of our savings is in traditional IRAs when we go to retire. So the biggest part of our planning with those clients is going to be that taxation planning, because everything that they access out of those retirement accounts is going to be taxable. Whereas if we're doing Roth conversions, Roth contributions, we can have kind of two buckets, and we want to have even more than two buckets in retirement instead of just one. We want to have at least two or three of those buckets, all of those being different taxation on accounts, so that when we go to make our income strategy or our income plan, we have different accounts that we can pull from that have different taxation meanings to them. So if you have one bucket, or if, and that's what you rely on for your income, you definitely want to, you know, work with a financial person, work with us here at TriFound. We can help you come up with that income plan. We can help minimize your taxes as you go through retirement. And we're not even getting into yet the legacy end of it, Megan, which is how those funds transition onto the next generation, which can be huge too.
Justin, you know, Fox Business News weighed in on the national debt. They say it's on track to pass $30 trillion by the end of the year. And we know the Biden administration has big spending plans, which will contribute to the federal debt, plans for tax increases on corporations and on individuals to try to offset federal spending. It's a lot to take in.
Absolutely, it is, Megan. Imagine how fast our savings could shrink in retirement if we don't have a strategy in place to protect us against higher taxes. It's something that we all face today. If you don't fully understand how much your hard-earned savings could go to taxes, we at TriFound, we want to help you understand that. We want to help you understand the impact taxes can have on your retirement. We want to help you reduce or eliminate those taxes and be tax efficient. We talk about it on the show here all the time. For those of you that are listening out there today, I want to make sure that we get you to our website, retirewithtrifound.com. We have a great guide on there. Are you paying too much in taxes in retirement? That guide is free for your download. It gives you some great information on how your retirement plan is susceptible to paying too much in taxes. And we want to make sure that we are helping you get through that guide as well too. So not only is the guide free, Megan, also feel free to give us a call here at TriFound. Set up a call with myself and my team. Schedule a Zoom call or come into the office to see us. That number to reach us is 866-466-1099. Again, all complimentary, all free, no charge for any of this, Megan. 866-466-1099.
There is much more Retire with TriFound straight ahead. We'll be back with Justin Pippert right after this.
Will your money go the distance in retirement? You can find out with a free guide from Justin today. Get your copy at retirewithtrifound.com/money. That's retirewithtrifound.com/money.
There are some things you can't avoid. But you can avoid overpaying taxes in retirement. You may think your taxes will go down in retirement, but that's not always true. In fact, your tax liability could even go up. At TriFound Financial, we have a complimentary guide to show how you may be able to pay less in taxes when you retire. To get it, go to retirewithtrifound.com/tax. This guide explains how different types of retirement accounts are taxed in easy-to-understand terms, and how a smart distribution strategy can help preserve what you've worked so hard for. At TriFound Financial, our mission is to show you strategies to help make your retirement income more tax-efficient and ways to potentially lower your future tax bill. Find out how with our complimentary guide. Get it today at retirewithtrifound.com/tax. That's retirewithtrifound.com/tax. Insurance services provided by TriFound Financial. Firm does not provide tax advice.
Great to be here with Justin Pippert. Justin is on the team at TriFound Financial. If you're thinking about retirement, you haven't made a move yet, but you know you want to retire soon, you owe it to yourself to reach out to Justin and the team. They can help you get to and through retirement with a plan that accounts for everything. I want you to have the phone number at TriFound Financial. You can reach out, especially as you listen today. If you hear something you want to follow up on, call 866-466-1099. Again, that number, 866-466-1099. So when you were growing up, Justin, and I know you had brothers, and I have to ask you this, did you ever have a hard time following rules? You know, it was maybe your grandparents or a teacher or your mom and dad, aunt and uncle, and they said, hey, you got to do this. And, you know, you got out of line sometimes. You weren't following your elders' wishes. Can you identify with that? Or were you, you know, straight and narrow all the time?
Oh, you know what? I don't want to lie to our listeners, Megan. I think without going into detail, there were definitely always some rules, as most of us could probably relate to, that growing up, you were just, you know, that wasn't necessarily something that you wanted to abide by. So there was, especially with my, I have a younger brother, as many of you know, so we were definitely known when we were younger to get into a little mischief. And it was my grandparents, my grandma, actually, both of my parents worked. My grandmother basically raised us, you know, after school and whatnot during the week. And she, bless her heart, passed away last year at the age of 99. And so she was very, very old-fashioned. And so, needless to say, she had quite a few rules, and my brother and I weren't always the best at following them. But looking back on it, I definitely understand why they were there.
Indeed. Well, you know, I've got three kids of my own. They're pretty good. But, you know, sometimes I have to say, you've got to respect your elders. And when you're thinking about retirement, you're thinking about your own retirement, maybe your parents, your grandparents' retirement, honoring the wishes or honoring legacies, that is an important part of retirement planning. And I want to talk to you about that, because I know this plays a role in what you do. How do you help plan to include someone's wishes and their legacy inside of a retirement strategy?
That's a good question, Megan. You know, nobody can do this alone. And we talk about this on the show as well, too. And having the appropriate professionals working with each and every one of our clients. You know, as you listeners out there know, I'm not an attorney, nor am I a tax professional. But we have those resources available to all of our clients here at TriFound. And so I might not be able, I can't do your, you know, your will, your trust and things like that. But we have the resources, we have the attorneys that work with every single one of our clients to be able to execute those documents. And there is some planning from the financial side that myself and my team does with you. And we work with the attorneys with you so that you might not know all of the questions to ask, or you might not know all of the things that you might need in retirement, not only from the financial side, but from the legal side. So us working hand in hand with not only the attorneys, the tax people, you as the client, we basically were surrounding you as one big team. We're going to work with the attorneys to make sure that, those legal documents, whether they're wills, trusts, whatever it is, whatever wishes you have, and whatever questions you might not know to ask, we're going to help you with that. Because our job as your retirement planners is not only to make sure that you live a stress-free retirement and you have the income that you need and you don't have to worry about anything or whether you're going to, you know, run out of money or any of this stuff. Our job is to make sure that you have that stress-free retirement. Our job is also to make sure that whatever that legacy is, whatever you want to have happen to those assets when you pass away, is going to happen, and it's going to go on to the next generation, your children, your grandkids, your family members, your charities, even your pets. So whatever you want to have happen, it's our job to make sure that happens. The best retirement plan is not a complete retirement plan unless we include that legacy plan.
Talking today about respecting our elders. That's right. It does play a role in our retirement planning, right? Making sure that we're taking into account someone's wishes, their legacy plan. And that's something that Justin Pippert, the team at TriFound, they focus on because of their very comprehensive holistic planning process. Legacy planning, estate planning is involved in that retirement plan. Let's talk about what can happen. What's at stake here, Justin, if legacy planning is not properly planned for?
There's a lot at stake, Megan. You know, we're talking from anything from taxes to, you know, somebody that you didn't intend to inherit certain things, getting certain things. So, you know, from A to Z, there's a lot to unpack there. I think the big thing to understand is that our legacy plan has to coincide with even our financial and our retirement plan. So we have to know what accounts are going where and the taxation on those accounts, and coming down all the way in our legacy plan to protect our own assets, you know, from a worst case scenario as well too. So, you know, if that legacy plan isn't properly planned for, we like to, you know, we like to tell clients here when they meet with us, the financial planning is truly the easiest part of this planning. The tax planning and the legacy planning or the legal planning that coincides with it is really the bulk of our material. The financial planning is the easy stuff because in reality, anybody out there that's planning for retirement or retiring now or within the next 5 years has been financial planning their whole lives. They haven't been necessarily tax planning or doing their legacy planning their whole lives. So those are new topics that we breach with every client. And so it ends up being where we spend the bulk of our time a lot of times on our meetings, Megan, which I love, because the tax side of things and how you can show clients how to save on taxes and how we can show clients how we can set up their legacy plans is really an eye-opener. And it's something that all of our clients here at TriFound, 100%, if you asked 100 out of 100, would tell you that it is pivotal to the complete retirement plan. So being that we're talking about retirement today, Megan, and legacy planning on the show, I want to ask our listeners out there, are you sure you're ready for retirement? Do you know that you'll be able to live a stress-free retirement? If not, we have a great resource for you. It's called the Checklist Challenge. It's on our website, retirewithtrifound.com/list. It's going to tell you whether you're ready for retirement, whether you can live a stress-free retirement, which ties right into the legacy planning that we're talking about today. It's going to give you a complete view on your retirement and if you're ready for it and if you can be confident in it. Again, it's the Checklist Challenge. You can find that on retirewithtrifound.com/list. If you go through the Checklist Challenge and have questions on it, myself and my team are here to help you through it, to guide you through it, to give you our recommendations. Give us a call here at TriFound, 866-466-1099. We can help you with anything regarding the Checklist Challenge and help you get your retirement up to a stress-free one.
And it's such a great resource. If you're not sure, if you want to know where you stand on the road to retirement, if you've begun planning for retirement, but you want to know if you've covered everything, Justin's checklist is a great thing to take a look at. Fill it out, see where you stand on getting ready for retirement. Justin, we're talking about respecting our elders today. I love this topic. It comes up when I'm parenting my own kids, but it does apply to retirement planning, right? Making sure that we are fulfilling someone's wishes, their legacy plan. And clearly, as you explained, there's a lot at stake if you don't take into account a legacy plan as you're planning for retirement. Justin, I want to just tap into someone we all know. We've all heard the name Aretha Franklin, right? R-E-S-P-E-C-T. Find out what it means to me. We know that. She passed away in the summer of 2018, and her family has been squabbling for years now over her estate. And it's estimated, the estate's estimated at around $17 million. They found 3 handwritten wills in her home. And so this is a great example, I think, about just how dicey this can be. Describe some of the personal hardships of going through a process like the Franklin family is currently going through.
Absolutely, Megan. And you would be surprised at how many celebrities, I could name plenty of them, that have gone through a situation like this. And we've seen with everyone, whether, you know, whether a celebrity or whether just your average person out there, and not having the proper legal documents can cause the estate to get hung up in probate. It can cause, you know, anybody can lay a claim against the estate. And so this process can take, you know, it can be quick. It can take, you know, a month, couple months, 6 months. It can take years. I will tell you that Aretha, the Franklin estate will probably be, you know, we'll probably be talking about this in 2 to 3 years still. So, and during that time, beneficiaries might not have received any funds. So it can definitely be a very drug out and long process if we don't have those legal documents in place.
And that's something to think about. That kind of brings it home, I think, for people who are maybe thinking, you know what, I can just, we'll kind of let it ride. We'll see what happens. That's just not one of those things you want to leave to chance. So, Justin, who should we entrust documents to, like, you know, wills? And why? Is it a family member, a lawyer? Is there a third person party?
I think you entrust it into all of those people. You know, from my personal experience, it's always you keep a copy yourself in a safe place. Maybe not give it to a family member, but let that family member know where it's at. You know, a safe deposit box at the bank, a safe in your personal residence. Always a good place to start, number one, to keep documents. Always, you can give a copy to a family member so that they have it. You know, a lawyer, the lawyer that drafts the documents usually keeps a copy of it. We at TriFound, we usually have a copy of legal documents too, so you're covering all of your bases there. So definitely don't just keep it in lock and key where you're the only person that knows where it is. Keep a copy safe with you and then give copies out to the people that you trust, so in case a worst case scenario happens, we don't have to, you know, go looking for it or something like that, or we don't have a situation like the Franklin estate come up. So if you have questions about the legacy plan that you have in place, we at TriFound can help you. Whether it's a phone call, a Zoom meeting, or even an in-person meeting in our office, myself and my team are here to help you through any of the legacy questions that you may have. So give us a call here at TriFound. Our number is 866-466-1099. Again, anytime you call, set up anything with myself and my team, there's absolutely no cost to it. There's no charge. We want to make sure that we're educating you and giving you the best recommendations possible. So again, call toll-free 866-466-1099.
Much more with Justin Pippert straight ahead. You're listening to Retire with TriFound.
Go to retirewithtrifound.com/tax to find out how to build a tax-efficient retirement plan. That's retirewithtrifound.com/tax.
If something's worth doing, it's worth doing right. There's a particular time of life this phrase couldn't be more appropriate. How can you know you'll live the retirement you've always imagined? After all, life can be so unpredictable. You've worked hard and saved, watch your accounts go up and down with the market. Your advisor says, don't worry, you'll be just fine, but you still don't feel confident. At TriFound Financial, we have a checklist to help you find out if you're on the right track for retirement. Take our checklist challenge. If you could check all the boxes on this list with confidence, you may be ready for retirement. If not, TriFound Financial can help you address any potential costly mistakes. For the complimentary checklist, go to retirewithtrifound.com/list. See if you've got it right. Take the checklist challenge today at retirewithtrifound.com/list. That's retirewithtrifound.com/list. Firm provides insurance services. Securities offered through TriFound Advisory, LLC. Investing involves risk.
Glad to have you along with us for Retire with TriFound here with Justin Pippert. If you're listening today and you've started to plan for retirement, that is a great first step, and I want to congratulate you. Sometimes just getting started can be the most challenging part. If you want to have more confidence, make sure you're on the right track with the plan you're putting together. Justin would be happy to take a look at it. He does offer a second opinion service. It is completely complimentary. No charge to you. There's zero obligation. All you have to do is call. Just tell them you'd like Justin's second opinion service, 866-466-1099. Justin, Mickey Rooney, Stan Lee, Zsa Zsa Gabor, what do they all have in common? Any ideas?
You know what, Megan? I don't know. What do they have in common?
Besides being older Americans and famous by that as well, well, they're all victims, unfortunately, of elder abuse. And this is something that doesn't get a whole lot of press, but it's way more rampant than you would think. In fact, the World Health Organization says the global population of people aged 60 years and older could more than double. And that's great, but it's concerning because of the trends we're seeing in elder abuse. So many people are victims, and oftentimes they're victims of their family members. So let's talk about that. I want to help our listeners get out in front of this. How can you help ensure that you won't become a victim of elder abuse in retirement?
Well, I think the important thing here to understand, Megan, is just, you know, those the professionals, make sure that the professionals in your life are the right ones. So We here at TriFound, you know, we pride ourselves in being fiduciaries to our clients, and, you know, making sure that we're in touch with all different areas and all different facets of our clients' lives. So we're not just here, you know, making financial plans for them. We truly know, you know, their lives from A to Z. And, you know, even if it's from family members, we urge all of our clients to include their family members in our planning process so that we aren't strangers, because we work, our job is to work with your family members too, because we're, remember, we're putting these legacy plans in place. And so I think that, you know, the big thing here is just to make sure that you're working with the right people. Introduce your family members to those professionals that you're working with, and, you know, ask the right questions. You know, make sure that you're providing your financial or your financial professionals in your life with all of the information possible. You know, I tell clients all the time, you know, somebody might call our office and set a meeting with me, and their first question might be, what financial recommendations do you have for me? I just wanted to talk to you for 10 minutes and see what you're recommending. You know, and my answer to that is always, I honestly couldn't give you any recommendations because I don't know anything about you. I don't know anything about what you have in place. And I think understanding somebody's life, understanding their goals before you make recommendations, and having the right people in your life, working with the families of your clients, is going to go a long way for you in, you know, in preventing that.
And, you know, this idea of elder abuse, it really is sobering. It's something that you don't want to think about, but boy, you really do, because you want to protect those you love. You want to protect yourself. Listen to this stat. In almost 60% of elder abuse and neglect incidents, the perpetrator is actually a family member. And we talked about that a little bit, but that's a number that will get your attention. Two-thirds of them are adult children and spouses. So that's a sad situation when you feel like perhaps you couldn't trust your family. Who should be involved, Justin, in a retirement income strategy, and to what extent?
You know, I always say, Megan, that the more people that you can involve, the better. And that is a shocking statistic that you just read. And I think what happens is, a lot of times, you know, for, you know, when we talk about spouses and the actual perpetrator being, you know, a spouse, a lot of times that can be like a second marriage or a third marriage or something like that. And I think talking to your financial people, even all, you know, we talk about anything from tax planning to legacy planning on the show, talking to an attorney, if you're in, you know, a second or third marriage, making sure that your estate or your accounts are going to the right people if something were to happen to you. So, you know, all of those things are so important. And, you know, we can't stress how important things like having a legacy plan are, you know, for cases like this, and just making sure that you're talking to your financial people, your attorneys in your lives that are going to give you, that are fiduciaries to, that are going to give you that advice and help you through that, so that you don't, you know, become a victim to something like this. I don't think it's anything, unfortunately, you know, with the world that we live in, I don't think it's anything that we can 100% take care of, but it is something that we definitely need to pay attention to and be aware of. So if you have questions on how to set up your legacy plan, if you have the right legacy plan, if you have the right retirement plan, give us a call here at TriFound Financial. We're happy to help you, whether it's a phone call, a Zoom meeting, an in-person meeting. Again, they're all free of charge here with us. We want to make sure that we're giving you the best possible information and understanding your situation to the fullest, whether you meet with us one time or six times. There's not a charge for any of the meetings. Our number here is 866-466-1099. Again, that number is 866-466-1099.
So glad to have you with us on the show today. That number is a great number to call, as Justin said, if you want help with your estate plan, your legacy plan. Maybe you're looking to be more tax efficient in retirement. Whatever it is, call today. You can get more confidence knowing you have a plan that accounts for everything you need in retirement these days. 866-466-1099. It's always fun to be with Justin talking about those issues, the issues that are out there that you need to know about. And, you know, Justin, one of the interesting things to talk about is the fact that we're all living a lot longer. In fact, we're living longer than any generation before us. It's a possibility that some of us will spend 3 to 4 decades in retirement. That could be longer than you worked, right? So there are a lot of changes that would happen over so many decades, and that could mean that your current strategy needs some updating. Explain the process. What's that look like? What kind of decisions are people typically updating?
Well, I can tell you for our clients, Megan, that's something that we update every year because your life is going to change every year. Like you said, we can live in retirement for 3 to 4 decades, and not only will the things over those 4 decades will be drastically different over that time frame, but things are going to change on a yearly basis. Remember, these retirement plans that we're doing are basically living, breathing things. Things are going to change all the time. And it's something that we should be updating and looking at least on an annual basis. And, you know, what that process is like is just doing a review with us each year. All of our clients, some of them want to meet more often, some of them less often. It's required that we meet with you at least once a year to go over not only just the financial accounts you have, but an overall situation. And, something that I'll share with our listeners out there is, you know, all of my clients out there, if any of them are listening, they'll know that anytime that we meet with them for an annual review, usually when you think about meeting with your financial person, the first thing that they talk about is how are your accounts doing or this or that. And the first question that I always ask our clients is, how's your health? How are you feeling? How are you doing? Because that's always a good indicator on what we need to update within the retirement plan, whether it's more income, less income, whether it's our legal documents, whether it's a different tax strategy, things like that. So, you know, all these things are changing on a yearly basis, Megan. And, you know, the big things that we get here, the most important questions that we get when we first sit down with clients is, you know, will I run out of money? How long will my money last? And, I want to give a resource to our listeners out there today. And the biggest question that we get is, will my money last? You know, are my taxes going to go up? How am I going to cover all of my expenses? And we actually have a great guide called Will Your Money Last As Long As You Do? And it's going to help answer some of those questions to see if you're ready for retirement or to see how your plan in retirement is doing. It's kind of like an inventory or a life check on that plan. And that guide can be found on our website, retirewithtrifound.com/money. Again, the guide is free for any of our listeners out there today. If you have questions on it, don't hesitate to give us a call here at TriFound, 866-466-1099. Again, that guide is on our website, retirewithtrifound.com/money.
And we're glad to have you with us on the show today. That is a terrific guide. I want to encourage you to take advantage. There's zero obligation for you to do so. Make sure you reach out. Go to the website. Go to retirewithtrifound.com/money, M-O-N-E-Y. And TriFound is spelled T-R-I-F-O-U-N-D. That's retirewithtrifound.com/money. Justin, Fidelity, they do a great job estimating, keeping track of our healthcare costs in retirement. Listen to what they're telling us now. They say a 65-year-old couple can expect to spend $295,000 on their healthcare in retirement. And you might be thinking, well, of course, you know, long-term care is really expensive. Not so fast. That number does not include long-term care. So prioritizing long-term care, I know that that can help prevent elder abuse. Justin, what are some long-term care considerations we should think over just to ensure we're not victims of elder abuse? And how do we afford some of these costs and make that happen?
Well, Megan, you know, the fact of, you know, that $295,000 not including long-term care, I think will be, you know, something that rings out to our listeners. And understanding that the cost of healthcare still rising, the life expectancy still rising as well too. You know, it could be even more by the time you get to the end of retirement or your life expectancy. So there, I will tell our listeners out there that there are a lot of strategies that we can help you blend into your retirement plan if you're already retired, or that we can explore with your upcoming retirement plan if retirement is in the near future for you. These strategies can be, you know, something as simple as, you know, life insurance that has different types of, you know, accelerated benefits to help cover the cost of long-term care. And, you know, long-term care insurance was something that was very, very popular back in the 90s, 80s, 90s, and 2000s. But with the cost of care rising so much over the past 15 to 20 years. It's not something that you view as common anymore, and a lot of the companies have actually started that used to sell it actually don't offer it anymore. So we've had to go into those alternative planning methods, and you know, things like life insurance can be great because of the living benefits or the death benefits. There are long-term care riders that we can add on to some of those policies that will help cover the cost of care. And obviously, life insurance death benefits are tax-free, so it can replenish assets that could be used in long-term care or on long-term care as well, too. So there's a lot of different strategies that we can utilize, all the way down to the legacy planning aspect of it, with trying to protect assets for clients. And that's something that the attorneys can talk to you about as well, too. So there are a lot of alternatives and strategies out there, Megan. A lot of, I would say 90% of the clients that I meet with right now aren't aware of those strategies until they meet with us. So for those of you out there that are wondering about them, feel free to give us a call here at TriFound Financial. Our number is 866-466-1099. We're happy to meet with you and discuss how those strategies can fit into your plan. Again, that number here at TriFound is 866-466-1099.
And we will be back. You're listening to Retire with TriFound, back with Justin Pippert in just a moment.
Could a recession rob you of your retirement dreams? Find out today with Justin's free guide. Get it now at retirewithtrifound.com/protect. That's retirewithtrifound.com/protect.
Social Security. You've spent your entire working life paying into it, so don't you want to get the most out of it? Squeezing it for all it's worth. Justin Pippert and the team at TriFound Financial can show you ways to do that with their complimentary Social Security report. It's a great first step to learn how your Social Security benefits can play a role in your overall retirement income plan, especially because the Social Security Administration isn't able to give advice. It's different for everyone, and there are a lot of factors that go into knowing exactly how to maximize your benefits. But based on the decision you make, you could end up with tens of thousands of extra dollars in retirement simply by being informed. Download this complimentary Social Security report from Justin Pippert at TriFound Financial at retirewithtrifound.com/security. That's retirewithtrifound.com/security.
Our firm offers insurance services and is not affiliated with or endorsed by the U.S. government or any governmental agency.
Back with Justin Pippert. This is Retire with TriFound. I'm Megan Mozak. 866-466-1099. Maybe you have a retirement question. You're in the right spot. You can use that phone number. Pick up the phone and call Justin and the team at TriFound Financial. Get your questions answered. And speaking of questions, Justin, you and the team get a lot of retirement questions. I thought it might be fun to ask you a few today, some of the questions that have come into our program. What do you think?
Absolutely, Megan. I enjoy the mailbag questions that we do, because I think it gives our listeners out there some insight into probably the questions that they have and some of the things that they're thinking. So let's do it.
All right. We're going to dive into that mailbag. Here's our first question. It says, my son is starting his first real job after college, and I don't want to be too overbearing, but I do think it's important that he starts early with saving for retirement, and I don't want to just assume he's making the right decisions. Is there a good way to approach this so I don't come across as patronizing?
Yeah, it's a good question, actually, and there's a couple of different ways. And you know, in order to breach the topic, I would always go with, you know, hey, this is what we're doing right now, and to save up for retirement, or just start. Breach the topic of talking about investing, or, you know, what the markets are doing, or any different, you know, you could talk about anything on the financial side, and it at least starts the conversation. And then you can talk about, hey, you know, if you have a 401k with your employer, let's take a look at what are your allocation options. You know, what can you invest in within that 401k? Does your employer offer a match? And if so, are you taking advantage of that match? You know, that's something that's so pivotal and important to anybody that has a, you know, an employee sponsored plan. But those are just, you know, a couple of the ways that you can kind of breach that topic and not sound, you know, overbearing or patronizing. You actually want to, you know, help we always want to help our children understand the benefits that they have out there and help them, you know, try to guide them down the right path. And so that can be a great way to kind of breach that topic and talk about it and make sure that, you know, your loved ones are on the right path and are taking the right steps to start saving for retirement early, because we talk about it, you know, a lot here on the show, Megan. It's never too early to start saving for retirement. You know, myself being one of them, you know, I can learn from my personal experience, and, you know, and being, you know, working with TriFound for 10 years or not, I wish I would have started earlier. And I think that we all go through that when we first start working, because we have different priorities in life. And so it's a great thing that, you know, this person as a parent wants to try to guide their loved ones in the right direction.
Justin, I like that. Really good insight. And, you know, sounds like a parent who has their child's best interest at heart. There is something about getting started early, for sure. 866-466-1099, the number at TriFound Financial. If you have a question, maybe we'll answer one of your questions on a future show. Okay, Justin, here's the next one. Is it a bad idea to try to start a business in retirement? I don't want to work full-time anymore, but I've been toying with the idea of starting a consulting firm. Does that even make sense, or should I let it go?
You know, that's a good question, Megan. And that's actually a really tough one for me to answer. You know, starting a business, that could be consulting, could be, you know, it could be, you know, anything, right? And so it just depends on the overall depth of the business. If it's something that you can just kind of do for a while, leave for a while and come back to it and it's no big deal, then I would say, yeah, go for it. If it's, you know, if it's something that you're not going to have to pay attention to on a daily basis, you know, and if it is something that you're going to have to pay attention to on a daily basis, if you have the, you know, the fire and the motivation to do it, then absolutely go for it. If it's something that you enjoy, then 100% do it. But, you know, I would always lean the caution, once you retire, you want that flexibility. You want to be able to pick up and go on vacation. You want to be able to, you know, go on trips, do whatever you want to do. So if it's something that's going to hold you back from doing that, I would say that you just have to evaluate the situation and make the decision that you feel best, that you feel is best for you. You know, I would never tell somebody to not do anything because they're already retired. And it, you know, it does make sense. I think it just has to, you know, fit into what your goals and what your time frame are for, you know, the amount of energy that you want to spend doing it. And, you know, Megan, I think the important thing here is that even from my experience in talking to clients, a lot of them, when you go into retirement, they think that they just don't want anything to do in retirement. And then you get there and you've got 7 days a week, 24 hours a day to fill with something. And it's not very easy to fill all of them. So, you know, I can even use, you know, my father, for example, worked in the auto industry for over 40 years and going into retirement, didn't have really a plan, and then got to retirement and a couple months later was going, well, I don't know what I'm going to do. So ended up, like, you know, just doing a side job, you know, something that he can go to and kind of choose his hours and when he wants to work, delivering cars for dealerships. And that's something that just, you know, kind of keeps you busy.
I love that, you know, because there is that balance. People, like you said, go in thinking, I just want my days free. And then you leave a life of structure and you think, whoa, maybe not so fast. It's good to know that there are some options for that. Justin, if people have questions, maybe they want to come in, sit down, or have a video call with you, what would you encourage them to do today?
Well, I would encourage any of our listeners out there that maybe have some questions, just take the first step and give us a call. Our team standing by, ready to talk to you. Our number here is 866-466-1099. When you call in, you're going to talk to somebody on our staff. They're going to talk to you about, you know, whether you'd like to schedule a phone call, a Zoom meeting, or an actual in-person meeting here in our office. Whatever you're comfortable with is fine with us. No matter your questions, we just want to sit down with you, get to know you, see if we can help you in any way, shape, or form. There's no charge to any of it. So whether we meet with you one time for a 15-minute phone call, or whether you come into our office every week for the next 2 months to meet with us, there's no charge for it at all. We're all about education here at TriFound. We want to make sure that we're helping our clients and our prospective clients with any retirement needs that they have. So I'm going to give the number here again. It's 866-466-1099. Again, that's 866-466-1099.
Happy to be here with Justin Pippert. I'm Megan Mozak. This is Retire with TriFound, and Justin's being a terrific sport. I'm throwing a lot of questions his way. These are your questions, questions from our listeners about retirement, retirement planning. And the good news is Justin's been doing this a while. This is what he does, his focus, helping people just like you and me get to and through retirement. So if you have questions, well, we're glad you're listening. Hopefully you're getting some answers today. Okay, Justin, here's a question. It says, we just received an unexpected inheritance after my great aunt passed away. Based on previous experience, I know my husband and I will have different ideas for what to do with the money. The money is under my name, but I don't want to disregard all of his ideas just because it's mine. But I've also never been the breadwinner, and I've never had anything like this in my name only. How do I figure out what to do with it?
Well, you know, Megan, I think the important thing here is to make sure that you're talking with your financial professional. And, you know, while I might not be able to give you that investment advice on the show here today, you want to make sure that you're talking with a financial professional because there's a lot of different things to understand when you inherit money. You know, if it's coming from an IRA, is it going to be taxable to you? What are your options for the inheritance? Is it lump sum? Is it, you know, payments, depending on what that person's wishes for your inheritance were? So a lot of different factors that we have to take into consideration anytime that we sit down with somebody that is inheriting something. And it can be a burden, and it can weigh on you a little bit. So you want to make sure that, you know, you're making the right decisions. And that's okay if you disagree. Part of our job as financial people, you know, we talk about it here on the show, is that not only is our job to give you, you know, the best financial advice possible, but it's also to make sure that we kind of play that, you know, that maybe for lack of a better term, a little bit of a therapist. And you know, there are going to be disagreements, and that's fine if we come to a compromise and understand how it fits into your plan anytime that you inherit something like that. So definitely, before you make any decisions, want to make sure that you talk to your financial professionals. You can give us a call here anytime. We're happy to meet with you absolutely at absolutely no cost, and, you know, kind of give you some insight into how that inheritance is going to affect your retirement plan, your taxes, your legal planning. So again, here our number is 866-466-1099. Again, that number is 866-466-1099.
And Justin, that's something that I know you and the team at TriFound Financial see quite a bit, and that is differences between spouses. That's not rare, is it?
No, it's not rare. You know, a lot of times we'll, you know, as we think about retirement, we just think, oh, this is just how you do it, and there's not going to be any, you know, differences or disagreements. Disagreements happen on a daily basis for us. We, you know, I meet with probably 15 to 20 people a week, and I would say there's not a day that goes by that there's not a difference on opinion. And that's okay, because if everybody always agreed with everything, we would live in a very, very boring world. And so disagreements are definitely okay. We encourage all of our clients, we want to get your opinion, everybody's opinion on what we're doing. So, and those disagreements can, a lot of times, for the betterment of the plan, will have us make changes that will actually put you in a better position. So definitely something that we see all the time, and it's a good thing to have.
Indeed, absolutely. Justin, I think we have time for one more question. Let's go ahead and get to that. This person says, I'm 68. My wife is almost 60. I have a pretty good life insurance policy for her when I die. But is there anything else I should think about? I just don't want to wait any longer to make sure she's taken care of when I'm gone.
Actually, Megan, I would credit this person on, you know, having something in place already. Life insurance, as many of us know, are the death benefits from life insurance are tax-free, so it can be a great tool to replace income. So if, you know, if this person directly has there's an age difference between he and his wife, which means the numbers would tell us at least that he will predecease his wife. And if that person is receiving a pension or some sort of income that will end upon his passing, we want to make sure that we're leaving our spouses with the appropriate assets to be able to make up for that lost pension. So in this case, a life insurance would be a great supplement to make sure that we're making up the loss of income when you have one spouse predecease another. You know, also, there are other things that we can think about if there's a big age gap, you know, things all the way out to long-term care and the possibility of that and how that can affect, you know, a spouse once we pass away. You know, I've seen it many times in my career where you'll have a family come to us that, you know, a husband or a wife had their spouse pass away. They were in long-term care for a long time and exhausted a lot of assets. And now we have to, you know, we've left them with basically picking up the pieces. And, you know, we've basically come in and, you know, redesigned their retirement plan to help them make up for that lost income. So definitely a lot of things to think about, not only from taxation, the replacement of income, but also the legacy plan and what we're leaving our loved ones with as well. We can help you with those things from A to Z. The first step is just giving us a call here at TriFound. Again, our number is 866-466-1099, 866-466-1099.
Our firm provides insurance services. Insurance guarantees are backed by the financial strength and claims-paying abilities of the issuing carrier. This radio show is intended for informational purposes only. It is not intended to be used as the sole basis for financial decisions, nor should it be construed as advice designed to meet the particular needs of an individual situation. TriFound Financial, LLC, is not permitted to offer, and no statement made during this show shall constitute tax, legal, or investment advice. Our firm is not affiliated with or endorsed by the U.S. government or any governmental agency. The information and opinions contained herein provided by third parties and have been obtained from sources believed to be reliable, but accuracy and completeness cannot be guaranteed by TriFound Financial, LLC. This radio show is a paid placement.